Last game against the Patriots finally, don't you?
I remember having some fun. Having a little fun.
Take us through when you hit the end zone there. After that, what was the emotion like? You know how big that game was even then.
Game was over. The crowd was crazy. The teammates was happy. I was happy. And just got a good win. Got a big win for my teammates. And that's just all I'm trying to go do this Sunday.
How much changed for their defense when Hightower went down?
I don't think really nothing changed. I mean, you know, they're still aggressive. I mean, this is my fifth time playing the Patriots in 3 years. So it's like a division game. You pretty much know them. I mean, I said it the other day. They play man-to-man. They play more man-to-man than street ball. You know, y'all can go play football right now and guard each other. I mean, that's how they do it. But now you got to give credit to them, though. They're really good. I mean, their players are always in the right position. Coach Belichick and Coach Patricia, they definitely know, you know, what to do, and they try to take things away. And, you know, we just got to execute this Sunday.
CJ, is the run game taking pressure?
Y'all can't ask me the same question at the same time. Come on, man.
Has the run game taken pressure off of Peyton, do you think?
I mean, Peyton, you know, he missed like 7 weeks, so that's something you got to ask Pete. I just think us running the ball helps us out. We'd be more efficient when he's in there and we're running the ball well. Of course it takes pressure. It takes pressure off any quarterback. You know, if Tom and them running the ball well this Sunday, it would definitely take pressure off them too. So me and Ronnie, we just try to control what we can control with our touches.
Click down the stretch. I mean, since about week 10, you guys have really been consistent in the run game. Is there anything noticeable to you?
I just think us running harder, you know, being more decisive, picking our spots, understanding what fronts and what defenses are trying to do to us. And, you know, that's all given up to our running back coach, Eric Studisville. He's always on us. You know, he's pushing us every day. He makes sure that we're, you know, cutting off the right foot, putting the right spots, and ball security. So we're just trying to continue to keep that going.
When you perform the way you did against the Patriots as a group, I think 179 yards the last meeting, does that give you confidence going into this one?
It always gives us confidence. I mean, it gives us confidence. If you ain't got confidence playing the SEC championship game, you're in the wrong business. So, but nah, we're gonna just try to do what we do, take care of business, and, you know, have fun while we're doing it.
What kind of advice did Mom have for you for this game?
Just go back and just play CJ. Just be CJ. Play your game. You know, you ain't got to do nothing extraordinary. You ain't got to do nothing special. Just go out there and play football.
Any motivation for you when you go back home?
I'm not focused on that. Cause
thought about that at all?
Not at all. I mean, because if I'm thinking about it, you know, as many people sitting here, as many tickets I might have to go get, you know what I'm saying? It's not a good idea. But, no, I ain't thought about it at all. I'm just working on what I can take care of this Sunday. I mean, you know, there is no go home if I can't take care of business this Sunday, if we can't take care of business as a team this Sunday. So that's our mindset. That's our goal.
Did your teammates give you any?
You've run better in the second half. Why do you think that is? You, the team?
I don't know. I feel like I get stronger every carry, personally, me. You know, and, you know, you start to see things more. Things start to break down, you know, a little quicker. You talk about it more. You make adjustments, so those things help in the second half. You know, then first half, you're freely playing and you're just going as a fly. You know, when you get that time, I mean, I would expect any team in the league that get that time at halftime to go in and make adjustments. It's good to see those adjustments flourish out. Other than being disrespected, other than that, but you know, that team back then was what their identity was. I mean, ours is ours. I mean, that's how I pretty much look at it. I mean, if you want to look at the great players that they had on both sides of the ball, you know, we have the same thing, so that's good. But at the end of the day, we're 2015 Broncos, and you know, we got to take care of season in 2015, 2016, not 97, 98.
What do you think you're disrespected as a team?
Oh, just, you know, we ain't got a chance. I mean, if that don't motivate you, that's then you're in the wrong business. I mean, we're supposed to go out there and get killed this Sunday, which is funny to me. So just go out there and play business. You know, that's why you play the game.
CJ, how special is this playoff run with guys like Peyton and Marcus Ware in that locker room?
Huge, you know. I mean, DeMarcus won, what, two playoff games in his career? 11 years. You got me up here talking to y'all my third year, and my second AFC championship game. I mean, it's just crazy how the league turns out for great players. And, you know, he's worked hard to get to the spot. I mean, and look at Peyton, all the accolades he got. I'm thinking, what, 5 MVPs? He got a Super Bowl ring. I mean, he's all these records. You know, getting him another Super Bowl ring is huge. But, you know, can't take care of that. You know, we got to give him his second, his fourth or fifth AFC championship win and get DeMarcus his first. I mean, at the end of the day, that's who you play for. You play for your teammates. And when you got two people, veterans like that, who – you know, done it at a high level for so many years, but don't have, you know, the ultimate goal every year to show for it. That's who you play for.
When the run game gets going, as it has the last couple months, does that change the identity of the entire team, maybe the tough right end.
I just think, we take care of business. I mean, when we need to line up and run the ball, we find a way to do it. If Peyton go out there and throw for 500 yards, then the identity will change for the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how things change out in this league. I mean, we just got to take care of business and take what the defense gives us that Sunday, whatever Sunday that is.
Elway was telling us a little earlier that the fact you guys have won these close games, that it signifies that you're a tougher team. Do you feel different attitudes?
We're battle-tested. I mean, believe me, we're battle-tested. There's times us offensively, we're like, what are we doing? But, we just fight and we grind. I mean, that speaks to a lot of us, a lot of players in that locker room, a lot of coaches. We just stick with it. We don't look at the scoreboard until all zeros is ticking. I mean, as long as the clock is ticking, we got a chance. That's how we feel.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.